Priya, maybe Facebook. Actually, it was meant to be a comment to that French Lieutenant General, whatever it is. But this, you know, the message here, and in the videos I post here, this man, groups and others, is basically shouting to us, wake up, people. But then I wonder, you know, it's, I wonder how many actually even read this, or what to speak of looking at this video. And how many just think, oh, here he is again, he's boring, political stuff, he's a conspiracy theorist, or look, he doesn't want to go to war with Russia, is it? He's on Russia's side, brainwashed. But all I'm trying to say, and I think this man also hints at, is that that could be the problem here, an important part of it. I live in the Golden North, Europe, USA, and so on. We're now the leaders have declared Russia the Hitler enemy and its war, hybrid war, whatever. Now, what does that mean? It means the first thing that kicks in such a situation is the propaganda. Convince as many people as possible that your enemy is their enemy. And today, I would say they are better at propaganda than any time before. But how do you tell a person that you are maybe influenced by propaganda, having accepted a fabricated version of reality, quote unquote. That serves the people up there who are in charge of and in control of media outlets that you watch in your schools. And you know, if those sitting up there deciding and putting all that into action, this hybrid war as they call it, are just career politicians, sitting in very important, powerful positions, due to being good at flirting with the voters. Defeating their enemies in election campaigns and so on. but not having actual competence, knowledge, experience in statesmanship, how to actually run a nation. What to speak of a continent? Well, if you think that is your opinion, you have the right to your opinion. Well, one question is how much right do we have to our own opinions? Seems the only quote-unquote democratic ones are allowed nowadays. Well, we saw that coming, didn't we? Radio 1984, we can also learn that war is peace, just as the leaders today in Europe say. I heard it from their mouths. So, there is more than meets the eye here. And I'm not taking any part on any side. But just tuning in with this wake-up call. And the qualifications of the leaders, you may say it's only because they are democratic, quote-unquote. You can judge by the result. Are people in their countries getting it better? Do they have money in their wallets to live a peaceful and happy and healthy life for their families, themselves? Are they safe, secure, free from inner and outer threats? Is there harmony between people and everyone in there? Ecology, as we call it. It's not rocket science. But the recognition of who is qualified or not to be a leader can easily be seen that way. So if your country is falling apart inside and the leaders are rather spending the tax money on fighting a war in another country somewhere, you might question that. And they may say they're fighting for democracy. But you know, you don't establish the rulership of the people by ignoring your own people and rather killing people somewhere else, maybe your own ones, by sending them out into war. That's not how democracy works. Then the word democracy has nearly become another one of those buzzwords, those weaponized words used in political propaganda. I mean, we should learn this by now.